Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friends Don Hunter and Claire Villarosa. It's Black History Month in America, and so we're talking about that topic today with these two fine folks. Don is an entrepreneur and investor in his own right, and Claire is an entrepreneur herself and a former bookstore owner, and both of them are family people with children and grandchildren. Don, let me start with you. In this segment, I want to talk about when people look back on this era. I'm going to call it the first fifth of the 21st century, the first 20 years or so. When people look back on this and they want to write a history or do some reflection 20 years from now, 50 years from now, what will be remarkable for Black Americans that they would comment on? What has happened in the Black community, or to or for or with the Black community? And of course, we'll stipulate that one of the first thing on the list would be the election of the first and the re-election of the first Black president. That's stipulated. Go ahead.
I would say that education has significantly made a difference for some African Americans, which is, for all the African Americans, made things seem possible, made things seem that you can achieve whatever that it is you want to achieve if you put your effort into it. That there are roadblocks, and there's roadblocks in everyone's life, and those roadblocks can be overcome with ingenuity, with passion, and with grit, with a lot of hard work. And we see a lot of examples of African Americans who have succeeded in entertainment and sports and in law and in a lot of different areas of American society.
Would you agree? And Claire, I'm going to get to you on this one too. Would you agree with me that there ought to be more? Emphasis and coverage and promotion of the people you just said who are in the Black community who are successful, and to try to balance that out more with the people who are more like the rap artists and the movie stars and the different people.
Yes.
Would you agree the people who got a good education, they speak plainly, those kinds of things? How do you think? What do you think, Donald?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's one of my complaints is all we see on TV are the sports stars and the music.
Why aren't we holding up Donald Hunter and Claire Villarosa to these folks? Claire, what do you think?
I want to piggyback on what you just said, because what you said is very true. However, that wasn't covered. But one of the things that surfaced so much during this past the period we're talking about was the discontent. And I think the reason that was focused on is people were sleeping through it. They made the assumption that because things seemed to have opened up, that things were much better than they were. And they were sort of covered up until it exploded, unfortunately, and was right in your face. And you couldn't deny that things had not moved nearly as much as people had assumed. And then what surfaced was the polarization, the difference. Many African Americans were very discontent, but the non-African Americans weren't. They thought progress had been made and things were fine.
Right.
And this was actually...
I disagree with that.
Donald, why do you disagree?
Because the number one evidence is Donald Trump is president.
Right.
There's a lot of disagreement in the non-African-American space. And rightly so. I think Donald Trump has his finger on the pulse in terms of the message, in
right.
terms of what's really happening in this country and the discontent in this country. I agree with him 100%.
Right.
I met Donald Trump in 1997 at MIT. He spoke at one of my classes. And, I think he really has uncovered what's really happening in America.
Right.
Whether he can execute.
For black Americans and by the way, we're going to have a Trump section. This next segment is going to be about Trump. But let me ask you, as we wrap up, what will history show that the black community did with regard to entrepreneurship in the first 20 years of the 21st century? How will the black community be graded on their adoption and growth of entrepreneurship? Clara, you're an entrepreneur.
I think we saw more growth, but we didn't. No, more growth occurred, but it was not visible.
Right. Well, it can't be. It must not be. But Claire, if it's not visible, that must. I'm not sure what you said doesn't contradict itself, though. Donald,
no,
what do you think?
No.
I think entrepreneurship is tough for anybody.
Yeah.
And. I think that there's been more. There could be certainly be a whole lot more. I don't know about whether it's been visible. Now, I think when you're an entrepreneur, it's visible on TV in certain spaces.
Right.
I think it goes back to
Main Street. Main Street's not that visible.
Promoted.
As we wrap up here this segment, I have to say my two cents in this is, I do wish that there had been a more robust black American entrepreneurial evidence this last 20 years. And I'm a little disappointed in President Obama for not touching on that and not promoting that. We come back. Our two guests have got some advice for President Trump. And we'll do that right after this break. 10 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.